Thanks, Dane. Just gone 7:31 and getting into the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
Good morning. Well, it was a thrilling opening weekend of Rugby World Cup in France, and they were big wins for the hosts, France, the world number ones, Ireland, England, and of course, the defending champion, South Africa. On Friday night, Le Bleu kicked off their campaign for a first ever World Cup title with a comprehensive 27-13 win over the All Blacks in the iconic Stade de France stadium. The win will certainly fire the French up, but having said that, despite the defeat, the All Blacks now have a clear path to the quarterfinals. The coach of the three-time champions, Ian Foster, said that they'll go back to the drawing board, but it's far from panic stations.
Really satisfied with a lot of stuff that we did for large parts of that game, but they managed to squeeze us territory possession, and particularly in that last quarter, and really force us to play under a lot of pressure. So they certainly earned their win, and you know, whilst it was a big one-off game for us, it doesn't change a lot. We've now just got to go and find another direction through this pool and get excited about the next three games.
On Saturday, Italy fired a big warning shot with a convincing 52.8 win over Namibia. That was in St. Etienne, whilst the Irish got off to a very strong start with an 82.8 drubbing of Romania in Bordeaux. The Wallabies in turn earned their first ever win in the Eddie Jones tenure with a comfortable 35-15 victory over Georgia. The English in their turn earned arguably the biggest win on Saturday, a 27-10 victory over Argentina in Marseille. This after having to play with 14 men for the best part of the test afternoon. The flanker Tom Curry earned a red card following a bunker review. The player will now appear before a disciplinary committee. A visibly relieved England coach, Steve Borthwick, lauded his team's leadership following a game the Pumas should perhaps have won.
I think what tonight is another example of the great leadership that's within this England team. And a lot's been said in the past about the leadership within the England team. What I see is a group that has packed full of senior pros who are fantastic leaders, like the man next to me, George, as you discussed, Jamie, George, Ellis, Genge, and the list could go on. And I thought, what you just said, not one man wins a game. They all do, and they did very well tonight.
Meanwhile, the Springboks, the Boca, were simply outstanding in their tough opening game against Scotland. That was in Marseille yesterday. The Scots were a major obstacle for the Boca in Pool B, and a win was a non-negotiable. The Boks dominated the defence as well as the set piece as they beat Scotland 18-3 after leading 6-3 at half-time. The win gives the Springboks some breathing room now, with their only real remaining challenge in the group of death being Ireland. However, for now, the Boks turn their attention to Romania, where they will face them, that's on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Bordeaux. John Walland, OFM Sport.
Thanks, John. And Across the Line, bringing you the latest from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. So listen to the podcast and get the latest rugby updates online at ofm.co.za.